Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge-based charity Street Child United and Jimmy's are getting together at the Abbey Stadium for a sponsored sleepout on Friday the 23rd of February. John Rowe is the chief executive of Street Child United, and with him as well is our very own Jordan Warland. I'll explain exactly why we've got Jordan here in a moment or two. But John, good evening. Thanks very much for coming in.
Pleasure.
So this comes ahead of what I think is your third Street Child World Cup, which goes alongside the other World Cup in Moscow, not too far away now. So I'm figuring that preparations are well underway.
They are. People say ours is the World Cup that matters.
Well, very possible. I guess everybody says that.
Yeah, no, this will be the third one. And yeah, we did the first one in Durban in 2010 in South Africa, Brazil 2014, and now Moscow 2018. It started with four families from Cambridge volunteering at a Street Child organisation in South Africa in 2007.
Because there was this business that has happened, hasn't it? Sort of clearing, if you like, anything which looks bad off of the streets.
Yeah, that was our main campaign there. It was the Metro Police in Durban had a thing about street cleansing, which included getting kids off the streets. It was a pointless practice. But the Street Child World Cup, the first one in 2014, really shone a light on that. It'd been something the local organisation had been campaigning against for 10 years. But the media spotlight, the global media spotlight, actually, you know, made the mayor of the city finally do something about it.
Kind of embarrassed them into action, I suppose, as much as anything else. And do you just work in the areas where a World Cup is taking place, or do you go beyond that?
In some ways, the World Cup is the icing on the cake. We've got 24 teams coming from 22 different countries, and we work with those organisations on the 4 years in between the World Cups. The demands of our young people are very much birth registration, so they want to officially exist and be recognised. Mm. Protection from violence, so ending practices like roundups, and access to education. So the young people very much come to the World Cup in order to be part of a campaign for their rights in each of those countries. Mm. And for some of the countries, we've had phenomenal success. So somewhere like Tanzania, who won the last World Cup, Street Child World Cup, you know, they were welcomed back to Dar es Salaam. They were taken to Dodoma and the National Parliament. 650 MPs were temporarily suspended to welcome them home. Mm. So it's taking children that are sometimes seen as nobodies, putting a shirt on them to represent their country, working with them to make sure that they're safe and that they're protected before, June and after the events.
You must put your head in your hands for the past few days with all the reports coming out of Oxfam.
Yeah. It's been absolutely awful. I cannot imagine it. I cannot imagine any organisations that I've had anything to do with or any of the big agencies, this ever happening. It's an incredible shock.
Do you think it goes down to the individuals concerned or something of the culture within those particular and actually rather large organisations?
I don't know. In these huge organisations, you're going to get all sorts of individuals, but those organisations should have practices in place to prevent people like that joining those organisations and remove them very quickly and any signs of those sorts of things.
Mm. Now, you're a charity grounded in Cambridge, and we're talking about the event which is taking place on Friday week at the Abbey Stadium, home of Cambridge United, for the time being at least.
Yeah.
And Jordan Warland, who presents Underdog here, you're among a number of Cambridge 105 Radio folks who are going to be sleeping out, I believe.
No, absolutely right. I will be joined next Friday by my good friends Jack Swindlehurst and Lewis Jones, who together run Saturday Sports 3 till 5 every Saturday here on Cambridge 105.
And what persuaded you to do that? How familiar are you with the work of Street Child United?
What persuaded me was I just enjoy being really cold in the evening, so I thought, why not? Got nothing else to do on a Friday. The whole kind of sort of premise for Jack, Lewis and I to get involved was Jack and Lewis, through their show, have very close ties to Cambridge United. Myself, as a Cambridge lad, have had a close tie to the club since, I don't know, 5-6 years old when I first started going up. So it's always meant something to me. It's always meant something to Lewis and to Jack in the radio perspective. So we wanted to do something to sort of build closer sort of ties with them, and they've been great as a club throughout the history of the Saturday Sports Show, going right back to when they were in the conference. And we just saw it sort of advertised. The club has always been part of the community, and it's trying to do that more and more. That was kind of at the heart of what Paul Barry was talking about today and on Friday, where he sort of announced further investment from him into the club. And recently they set up the sort of community trust, which is their kind of sort of charity kind of part of the club, to start doing activities like that. And we just thought, you know what, let's give it a go.
You done anything like this before?
Do you know what? I don't think... we were talking about this when we decided to do it. And honestly, as an adult, I don't think I've done anything charity-based apart from chucking a few quid into a pot at work when there's a bake sale. So I'm this first proper effort as an adult, because you always get involved with it at school, Red Nose Day, Children Need Day, yada yada yada, but then you sort of get to a certain point and those kind of drop off. So I haven't done anything proper.
You're being very competitive though in the fundraising at the moment, aren't you?
We are, yeah.
Typical sport, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. We don't know anyone else doing it. I think there are up to 50 people taking
more than
part.
How many have you got, John?
I'd say more.
I think it's about 56 now.
That's oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Still time to sign up.
Exactly. the Just Giving pages for all those 50-odd people that have signed up are all linked back to the Cambridge United community one, and they're just sort of list the top sort of 4 or 5 donors. And We were at the top for weeks. We've just been sort of overtaken by someone called Martin. So well done, Martin. But hopefully...
We're going to give out the details in a short while. We'll have to see what we can do about that.
Hopefully we can...
Get you back at the top of the list.
Yeah, hopefully we can get right back up to the top.
And John, you're working with Jimmy's, the night shelter, as well on this.
Mm-hmm. So Cambridge United support Jimmy's. You were talking about their fantastic work, you know, throughout the Cambridge community trust with vulnerable young people, with people on the edges. So they work with them doing football programs at Kelsey Carriage, and they're hoping to develop that more. And this is sort of this quite near the start of that relationship for them.
Where do the funds go from this? Is it towards Jimmy's, obviously, but also to your own work?
Yeah, it's a 50-50 split. For us, it's about getting the young people to Moscow. We've got 216 young people that are coming to us. We're having our final on May the 16th. I've said from the very beginning, we want this huge global platform. So we want a turf, red square, green for Street Children's Rights. And all indications are that we can have the final at Red Square.
How much do you need in order to make that take place?
It's in terms of getting all the young people there, in terms of passports, birth certificates, visas, it's about £150,000. So it isn't. We have support from airlines. We have a number of volunteers that come to the event with us that raise them.
So if you like, that's the cash that you need. But on top of that, airlines and others are giving, I don't know, the price of the ticket or whatever, exactly, in order to, which obviously you'd have to pay for otherwise.
Yeah. And also, we've got a really strong delivery partner in Moscow that have had an orphans tournament for the last 9 years. So they're the perfect partner for us in country. So this year it's an international.
Is it important to, if you like, get somebody local on side as well, so you don't have to, create the impression of the Brit turning up and saying, this is how we're going to do it?
Exactly, yeah. And in South Africa, you know, we had a strong organisation that we knew, that we worked with, that hosted the event for us. It's similarly in Brazil. In Russia, we knew it would have to have a different arrangement. And it's actually a mobile phone company. It's the biggest mobile phone company out there. They produce an app that helps with fostering and adoptions for the young people involved. So in some ways, they're the strongest local development partner that we've had. But I'm going the week after the sleep out for my 21st visit to Moscow. In some ways, it's a lot easier doing it in Russia than it was in Brazil or South Africa. It's closer. People do what they say they're going to do. We've got the reputation now. We've done it 2 or 3 times. It's coming together.
Yeah.
It's brilliant having a football partnership. It's brilliant working closely with Cambridge
United. And it's interesting because football is sometimes perceived as living in a bit of a bubble with the amount of, particularly in the higher leagues, the Premiership in particular, the amount of wages and transfers. But when it comes down to it, to the lower level, and as Jordan said, the community work which is done by Cambridge United is just so important.
Exactly, and often not recognised. The walk-in football they do, the work they do with cerebral palsy adults, the lunch clubs, the after-school clubs. There's a huge amount of work that goes unseen. And we're working, you know, with young people that are on the margins, and Cambridge United are working with young people that are on the margins in this city. And I think it's a lovely combination of the two organisations and our values there.
Mm. Now, you mentioned not long ago that it's still possible if people do fancy a night out under the stars. I presume it won't be floodlet.
No, it won't be.
Where will you go? Will you be on the pitch, or will you be,
we'll be in the
car park?
The stands.
Okay.
I was in the stand and the Habin stand on Friday night, and it was absolutely freezing. I was thinking, crumbs, that's just like 90 minutes, and you're standing and moving from one foot to the other.
Yeah, Habin's where I normally hang out. I'm guessing it'll be the main stand, I think. I don't think we'd fit in the Habin, so it's quite quite narrow, the steps. Yeah. It's just things like that you don't really sort of think about in sort of planning it. You sort of think, oh, I'll just be sleeping out, lying on the floor, and then you think, well, actually, that's going to be concrete on a February evening. How am I going to sort of get around that for this one occasion? And then you think, well, people are doing that every night for 12 months. It's a real eye-opener, this. Mm.
John, how do people get involved if they want to either sign up or donate to keep Jordan at the top of the pile?
Go to the Cambridge United Community Trust website. And there's a Just Giving page there. It's called Cambridge Sleep Out. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have 100 people there. So if we could get another 50 between in the next 2 weeks, that'd be brilliant.
That'd be pretty good. I hope it all goes well for you. But I haven't asked you. I haven't checked. I presume you'll be joining everybody out there as well.
I certainly will. I'm a long way further down the leaderboard at the moment.
Are you staying tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, John and Jordan, thank you very much indeed. John Rowe, Chief Executive of Street Child United, and also our own Jordan Warland, presenter of Underdog. And I guess I'll see you later.
Yeah, on at 7.
Okay, cheers.